Can't be done, huh?
The switch?
The switch.
Can't be done.
I wonder.
Do you realize in the entire history of Western civilization, no one has successfully accomplished
the college radio DJ
switch? In the Middle Ages, you could get locked up for even suggesting it.
Between July 21st and July 27th, CITR 101.9 FM presents the first annual CITR Show Swap. The CITR Show Swap is when CITR programmers are given the opportunity to see how the other half lives and host each other's shows for a week. Between July 21st and July 27th, CITR's programming schedule will be turned upside down, and so will your frowns. It's kind of like Freaky Friday, but for CITR DJs. So be sure to tune in for what will undoubtedly be an interesting radio experience. That's the first annual CITR Show Swap between July 21st and July 27th, only on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little done horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
We'll be right back. The single edit of Gary, Super Macho. Sukiya were a sample-based band from California who eventually broke up and spawned off into groups such as DJ Me, DJ U. Their only album was 1996's Contacto Especial con el Terzo Sexo, which was produced by the Dust Brothers. I used to use that song as my alarm for a few years, since there's no way to better way to wake up than to hear your name whispered strangely. So yes, I'm Gary, but you can call me Gak, for this is Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM and cable in the Vancouver summertime area. For those of you elsewhere, you're either listening live from our website at www.citr.ca, or you're listening to the podcast in any possible weather in the future. Phone number for the studio here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Towards the end of the show, we'll listen to some music that director John Carpenter composed for a few of his films, but let's start off with some recent music. Started off with Von Sudenfed, a collaboration project with German techno act Mouse on Mars, and Marky Smith of The Fall. They worked once together on a single in 2004, but last year they made an entire album called Traumatic Reflections. Here is Von Sudenfed with Flittermouse Can't Get It on CITR Vancouver.
Upstairs.
Band's called Women, and you can find that song Cameras on their self-titled album debut through Flemish Eye Records. I know a few folks who went to see them in their hometown of Calgary during the Sled Island Festival a couple weeks ago, and they were enthused. Here's a couple other Canadian bands, starting off with Montreal's Islands, formed from the ashes of unicorns. Islands have a new album out called Arms Way. Here's a song that appears to be a call-out to one former unicorn. In French, it means I'd love to see you leave. This is J'aime vous voir quitter on Radio Free GAC, CITR Vancouver.
Just how you were true, and falling, falling. stabbed in the face. Glass in my guts crashed past in the passenger side. You were drunk.
Was Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet with Honey, You're Wasting Ammo Again. This is a different version than the song found on their last album, Sport Fishing. That one was just called Honey, You're Wasting Ammo. This version appears on the soundtrack to the movie Double Happiness, which came out in 1995 and starred Sandra Oh well before her infamy in Sideways and in Grey's Anatomy. The soundtrack never was officially released to stores, but a promo was available in 1995. You're listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The Good, the Bad, and the Queen were a supergroup, and actually they still are, headed by Damon Albarn of Grills and Blur. And it featured production by Danger Mouse and work from Simon Tong from The Verve, Tony Allen from Africa 70, and Paul Simonon from The Clash. The group was supposed to be untitled, and they sort of remained that in many ways, but they would end up taking the name from this song, which also provided the album with its name. So here is The Good, the Bad, and the Queen on CITR Vancouver. That was the band, the song, and the album, The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. Apparently they kicked all forms of butt live, and they included a cover of Simon's Finest Hour from The Clash, Guns of Brixton. Let's take a look at who's playing in Vancouver over the next month or so, and hopefully there are some similarly earth-shattering moments due soon. Tonight, another great show that's lined up is King Kong and the Shrines, and they're at the Red Room. On Thursday, the Bloody Beetroots are with Paul Devereaux and Expendable Youth at Caprice. On July 23rd, Emmylou Harris is at the Orpheum. On the 24th, No Age, Mika Miko, and Abe Vigoda are at Richards. On that same night, there are two other good shows, Girl Talk and Twin Crystals at the Commodore, and Super Suckers will be at the Plaza Club. That weekend of the 25th, 26th, 27th is the Pemberton Music Festival, which you've read all about. But if you're not going to that, there are two shows on the 26th. Les Savifave and Jay Reiterd at the Commodore. And it's also on the 26th, The Defectors at the Astoria. On July 27th, Nicole Atkins is at Plaza. August 1st, we have Too Many DJs with Paul Devereaux at Celebrities. And that same night, The Fonts are with Eclipse and Wit Sundays at the Sweatshop. On August 2nd, Basketball's at the Peanut Gallery. On August 5th, Feist is at the Deer Lake Park. August 6th, we have Black Francis is at the Media Club. On August 8th, the Mohawk Lodge at the Astoria. August 13th, we have Twin Crystals with Casey and Brian at Japan Droids at Pub 340. August 16th, Pack AD at Richards. On August 19th, we have Radiohead and the Liars at Thunderbird Stadium. On August 23rd, we have the Twin Crystals again, except they're with Shearing Pinks, Adjective, and Japan Droids at the Cobalt. On August 27th, Jizza and Genius will be at Richards, and there are two shows on August 28th, The Walkman with Man Man at Richards, and we have Beck with Band of Horses at the Orpheum.
It'll be before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Do you have to wait? Do you wait? Do you have to wait? Does it feel like we're living in hell? 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 Does it feel like we're living in hell?
In Flagrante with Grand Central Shovel, the title track from a 12-inch through Kodak Records earlier this year. In Flagrante is the work of Sasha Kronbrunja and Alex Glure, who dig through dirty disco records from the 1970s and sap all the life out of them. Grand Central Shovel features the vocals of Arthur Owens, a singer from Our Tanker Convoy, and the album cover features a wonderful little soft porn cover in the New York subway system. Next up on Radio Free Gak, some more electro, in the form of Brad Head. He is one of the aliases that British producer Dave Lee uses, although most folks probably know him better with the higher-profile work of Joey Negro. He originally cut The Girls and the Boys in 1995, but last year, Australian remixers Vandalism played through the song, and they released their mixes just last year through Head Candy Records. So here is the Vandalism Club mix to Brad Head's The Girls and Boys on CITR Vancouver. Was Tokyo DJ Shinichi Osawa with The Golden. That's from his debut album, The One, which is only out in Japan right now, but hopefully a domestic release is imminent soon based on the reputation he's developed after his many years in the Tokyo rave scene. Another Tokyo DJ is Rondenian, who plays a little bit more of a snakier lounge house. From 2005, here is Blue Road's Dance from the EP of the same name on CITR Vancouver.
Fresh. Yeah.
Justin Martin with the A-side from a 12-inch that came out last year called The Fugitive. Justin Martin's a San Francisco house musician whose reputation has grown in the past few years, especially with his recent releases on X, Everything But the Girl, Ben Watts' label called Buzzin' Fly. Before Justin Martin, we had Moon Boudica with Strobe Light. The Hamburg, Germany duo of Moon Boudica have an album that can only found right now through Australia's Tinted label. And that was called from the album's called Moonlight Warfare, yet another album that needs North American exposure. You're listening to CITR Vancouver.
Wednesday mornings on CITR, from 8 to 10 a.m., it's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh. You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
You're listening to Radio Free GAC, and it's time for our cinematic profile. This time with a couple songs from John Carpenter, director of such fine films as Dark Star, The Thing, Halloween, and Starman. One distinctive aspect in most of Carpenter's films is that he'll often compose the score himself, using either a sparse synthesizer sound or a little bit of rock and roll from his band. And those cues have been mimicked for a while, and especially you can hear it throughout the 80s. Let's begin with a cue from his 1981 film, Escape from New York, which starred his frequent collaborator, actor Kurt Russell, in this dystopian film where Manhattan had turned into a penal colony, and Air Force One had crashed within its territory. This cue didn't wind up on the official soundtrack in 1981, and it was included in the soundtrack to another one of his films, and I'll play a track from that afterwards. But first, John Carpenter with Atlanta Bank Robbery on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you. John Carpenter with Escape from Wing Kong, found on the soundtrack to the 1986 cult classic movie Big Trouble in Little China, which included the cue we heard before from Escape from New York, Atlanta Bank Robbery. Big Trouble in Little China was a bomb when first released, but it developed a life on video as people embraced the fusion of American comedy and Chinese action. However, the entire experience with the film left Carpenter disillusioned with Hollywood as he moved towards more independent projects, though he veered back in the 2000s, like with The Ghost of Mars and whatnot. There are only a few minutes left in this week's show as we approach 9 p.m. If you missed any of this week's swinging show, or you'd like to catch up on previous episodes of this or any other of CITR's fine independent-produced programming, why not subscribe to one of our podcasts? Just visit www.citr.ca and click on the schedule. If you'd like a playlist to tonight's show, you can always visit my website, www.gak.ca, and I'll have a link to my podcast there. For those of you keeping score at home, today marks my six-month anniversary here at CITR. Radio Free Gak debuted January 14th earlier this year. Yay me. Now, next week, as you've heard in one of the PSAs that's been playing throughout the station here, CITR has its first ever annual show swap, which means that a whole handful of us DJs here at the station are going to be taking over other people's shows next week, starting Monday. So next week, someone else will be hosting Radio Free Gak, and I'll be taking the reins of another one of our shows here. Stay tuned for Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show coming up at 9 p.m. And then at midnight, we have Trevor Fielding, and he'll have the punky two-hour show, Vengeance Is Mine. We'll close the show here with Underworld. Here's their contribution to the 2000 film The Beach, and the song's called 8-Ball. So thanks for listening, and get outside as much as possible, y'all. Thank you.
You are listening to CITR, FM and Cable, 101.9. The time is 9 p.m. We're also on the web, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The JS Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.